gotta call Stickles. I gotta, it's terrible. Stickles calls.
Oh, that's a good horse, eh?
Yep.
Okay.
Entertain a motion to come out of recess into public hearings.
Yes.
Motion, Mr. Dever, second. Mr. Phillips, any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Dever.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Motion carried. Mr. Moore.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. President. This is time and place when the council holds public hearings on zoning applications. Each application will be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimonies from the P&Z hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the planning zoning hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will then present their application and reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or question. After that, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. The applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, come to the front, go to the speaker stand, and give us your name and address before you make a statement. If you represent a group or organization, identify who you represent. Please be concise. If you have a written statement, hand it to Mr. Lang, and it will be made part of the record. If there's more than one witness or for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the Planning and Zoning Commission deferred action, council will do likewise. The first hearing today is conditional use 1931, the application of Christ and Brian Zook. Mr. Lang?
Yes, thank you. This is an application for a conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a custom woodworking shop to be located on a certain parcel of land lying being in Nanticoke Hundred, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 3.802 acres, more or less, lying east of Road 611, also known as Owens Road, and being 997 feet north of Road 597, also known as Tucker Road, and being more specifically located on the tax maps as tax map ID 430-9-8. This public hearing was reviewed through the Planning and Zoning Commission on May 31st of 2012. The applicant submitted the same survey that I've just passed down for your review. We did receive comments from DLDOT that the level of service A of Owens Road will not change as a result of this application. Chris Zook and Brian Zook were both present and gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed the application. Mr. Burton stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 1931 for Chris and Brian Zook for a custom woodworking shop based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicants have been in the woodworking business for 38 years and they desire to relocate onto their own property. Two, the use will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties, roadways, or the community. Three, DLDOT is not objected to the application. Four, the applicants testified that they talked to their neighbors and nobody objected to their proposed use. Five, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. And six, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to a woodworking shop. B, any dumpster on the property shall be screened from view of neighboring properties or roadways. C, the hours of operation shall be between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. D, one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet in size shall be permitted. And E, the final site plan listing or depicting these conditions shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion by Mr. Burton, seconded by Mr. Johnson, and carried unanimously to forward this application to County Council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated, and that motion carried 5-0. For benefit of the record, I did receive two agency comments since the public hearing with the commission. First one is from the Sussex Conservation District. It was received on June 11 of 2012. We are advised that there are three soil types on this property that the applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation after completion of construction, that there are no storm flood hazard areas affected, no tax ditches affected, and that it will not be necessary for any on-site or off-site drainage improvements. The second correspondence just received by fax, or by email, excuse me, it is dated June 21st. It is from the Department of Transportation, and it is a letter of no objection to recordation of the site plan. It is not a letter authorizing commencement of construction, and the letter of no objection or no of recordation is valid for a period of 5 years. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
Any questions from council? Seeing none, would the applicants come forward, please? And if you would give us your names and addresses, please.
I'm Chris Zook from 14715 Owens Road, Greenwood.
My name is Brian Zook. I reside at the same address.
Okay, can you explain to us your application and what you want to do and what you're asking the council to do, please?
I believe Mr. Lank expressed it pretty clearly from the planning and zoning hearing. My father started the business 38 years ago, and in September of 2009, fire took us out of the first rented structure, and in December of this past year, we were informed that we have to leave our present rented structure. We've never had a structure of our own, and so we propose at this time to construct something on our own property so that we no longer have that problem. We do custom woodworking, anything from cabinetry, kitchen, bath, office, to entry doors and furniture, whatever a customer brings to us as a project.
Okay, any questions from the council?
This wouldn't have fallen under a home occupation, Mark, by any chance?
If they have any employees, they're not permitted to have a home occupation.
Do you have employees?
Just the two of us presently. We would like to have employees in the future if we need
then,
the demand.
Okay.
As the economy picks up.
Yeah. Let's hope for
that. Yes. Did you have anything else you wanted to present?
No.
Okay. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none. At this point, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter, and if it's the council's desire, close the public record.
We'll close public hearing. Unless someone in council has any issues, we'll close public record. And if you read a short title.
Yes. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a custom woodworking shop to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Nanticoke Country, Sussex County, containing 3.802 acres, more or less, with conditions as read by Mr. Lank into the record, and they're contained on page 2 of the public hearing handout that he gave with our packet. And they are numbered A through E on item 6.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second.
Second.
Mr. Phillips to approve conditional use 1931 as listed
today.
Any questions? You vote, Mr. Deaver?
I vote yes. It's an opportunity to help small business in the area. or produce something that we need, all of us very much in need. And the Planning and Zoning Commission voted for it, and 5-0. And the I would like to be sure to include the conditions.
Mr. Cole.
I vote yes, based on the record made during the public hearing and with Planning and Zoning's recommendations, I feel the conditions are appropriate.
Mr. Phillips.
I vote yes for the conditions. It's an application that really should probably not be necessary. That type of business, I feel, could easily be by right.
Wilson.
I vote yes. I'm glad to see your building back, and I vote yes on P&Z recommendation.
Recommended on Planning and Zoning. I agree with the conditions placed. It does certainly make sense for a small business, and we wish you well. I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you. Okay, the next application, change of zone 1717, the application of William N. Hine.
This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from AR1 Agriculture Residential District to CR1 Commercial Residential District to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 24,763 square feet, more or less, lying south of Airport Road, also referred to as Road 275A, 1,055 feet west of Miller Road, also known as Road 270A, and being more specifically on tax map ID number 334-13-185.01. Again, for the record, the Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on May 31st of 2012. I just did pass down for the record a copy of the exhibit booklet that was submitted to the commission for your review. We did receive a letter of support or letters of support from Ralph A. Deloy, an adjacent landowner, Eric Shagrew, a nearby landowner, and DELF LLC and First Venture LLC, both owned and operated by Chris and Dana Quillen from across Airport Road from the site. For the benefit of the record, William Hine and David Hutt, attorney of Wilson, Albrook, and Byard, were present and gave testimony. There were no parties in support of or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearings, the commission discussed this application. Mr. Johnson stated that he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone 1717 for William N. Hine for a change in zone from AR1 Agriculture Residential to CR1 Commercial Residential based on the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, the property is in a developing district according to the county comprehensive land use plan. Two, the property is surrounded on all but one side by commercially zoned properties and uses. Three, several property owners in the immediate vicinity have provided letters in support of the proposed rezoning. Four, the proposed rezoning is appropriate for the area and it will not adversely affect area roadways, neighboring properties, or the community. Five, the applicant has stated that if this rezoning is approved, the property it currently occupies on Route 24 will be returned to residential use. Six, no parties appeared in opposition to the rezoning. And seven, the proposed rezoning satisfies the goals of the CR1 district as stated in the county zoning code. There was a motion by Mr. Johnson, seconded by Mr. Burton, and carried 4-0 to forward this application to the county council with a recommendation that the application be approved. That motion carried 4-0 with Mr. Wheatley not participating in the vote. One additional comment, I did receive a memorandum from the Sussex Conservation District dated June 11th on 2012. There is one soil type at this location. The applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation after completion of construction. There are no storm and flood hazard areas affected, no tax ditches affected. It is not likely that any off-site drainage improvements will be required, and it is possible that some on-site drainage improvements will be required. And that's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Any questions from council?
You said you passed down a copy of exhibit booklet.
You there.
Oh, they didn't get, they didn't, they hit a.
I attempted to, Mr. Vincent.
Thank you, Mr. Lang.
They hit a roadblock.
Thank you, yeah. Thank you for your attempt.
George was studying these books.
Mm-hmm. I thought they were all for me.
Okay, if there are no questions, Mr. Hutt?
Good afternoon. My name is David Hutt, an attorney with Wilson, Halbrook, and Byard. And this afternoon, I'm representing William, or Billy Hine, as most of you may know him, if you know him at all, who's standing here to my left, your right. And he is the contract purchaser of the property that was just described by Mr. Lank. The owner of the property is Tony Crivella. And obviously, if the rezoning application is successful, Mr. Hine would be purchasing that property. Mr. Hine, some of you may recall, about 2 years ago, came in front of you with a conditional use application for where he currently operates his business. In a little bit, he'll tell you the nature of his business, but I'll summarize it as he runs a screening and embroidery business that's known as Logomotive. And the property that he currently runs his business out of is located on Route 24, almost immediately west of its intersection with Plantations Road and Warrington Road, which I believe is very close to Councilwoman Deaver's area and her residence. The good news is that since he came before you for his conditional use application, his business is expanding, and the size limits of the site where he's located, the residential type structure that's on the site, as well as the conditions of the conditional use that were granted, don't allow for him to continue to expand as his business is growing. He was seeking a location in a similar or in that general area where either there was a building or he could have a building that would be more appropriate, and located this lot situated along Airport Road. The lot, as was indicated by Mr. Lank a few moments ago, is just under, or actually just over half an acre. It's a total of 24,765 square feet. It's located on the western side of Airport Road, just a little bit south of the intersection of Airport Road and Old Landing Road. If you have your exhibit notebook in front of you, the second tab contains the first picture at the top. It is actually a picture of the site, and since it's a relatively small lot, you actually get to view pretty much the entire lot in that one picture. The surrounding properties, as was indicated in the comments from Planning and Zoning, are commercial in nature. When you look at the first picture in tab two, you'll see the rear boundary of the property is essentially one of the storage units and for Old Landing storage, and pretty much the rest of the pictures that are in tab two show that use. Now, that property itself is not zoned commercially, although obviously there is a commercial type nature, and I believe, it's my understanding, it's subject to a conditional use for those uses.
That's confirmed.
Old Landing storage?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That was conditional use for John Marsh.
Okay.
And that obviously is the property immediately to the west of this property. Immediately to the south is a commercially zoned property. If you look at the zoning map, which is tab three of the exhibit notebook, you'll see that the property, which is the situs of this application, is sort of in a aqua bluish, and immediately south or to the right would be a commercially zoned property. Across the street or its eastern boundary is all commercially zoned property. If you've been down Old Airport Road, there's a business known as Hooked on Plants, where you can buy plants and mulch and other landscaping type things. And that's located immediately across the street, and those are some of the letters of support that were filed for the with the Planning and Zoning Commission that Mr. Lank referenced. Immediately to the north is a residentially zoned property that is owned by Mr. Ralph Deloy, and that is another letter of support that was received by the Planning and Zoning Commission is from Mr. Deloy. In addition, as council may recall, a little more than a year ago, at the intersection of Airport Road and Old Landing Road, this council approved a change of zone number 1683, rezoning 10.2 acres from AR1 to CR1. And again, that's consistent with, in our opinion, what we're seeking to do here with this property. And it's a confirmation the council has recognized that this is a commercial type area and commercial uses are appropriate in this area. the sixth tab shows what would be the type of building or type of structure that would be useful to Logomotive and what it would envision placing something similar to that on the site, obviously adjusted to be the appropriate size for the lot size and subject, obviously, to Sussex Conservation requirements for any on- or off-site drainage. The property is in the 2008 comprehensive plan. It is in an environmentally sensitive developing district, which, is, as the council knows, is a growth area. On the state of Delaware strategies for state policies and spending, it is in an investment level one area, which is an area where the state supports growth such as this. At this time, I'm going to ask Mr. Hine if he would to perhaps give you a little bit better information about the type of business he has and maybe begin with how long has your business existed?
The business has existed since around 1980. I purchased it in 2008 and moved it to its current location. And since, our workload has increased considerably, and I'm looking to move it to a more suitable location. I'm currently running out of a house, and I just feel like I'm constantly going in and out of a door from one room to the next to get anything done. So I need more of an open shop floor space. We do screen printing and embroidery. Most of it's done for local businesses in the area, landscapers, restaurants. It's basically their uniform wear, and a lot of local events around town. That's pretty much it as far as what we do.
And what is the, is your site a retail site? Do a lot of customers come in to use your business, or do they email you things, fax you orders? How does that work?
A lot of orders are taken through email, over the phone, me personally going and visiting customers, calling on customers. It's not so much a retail type business in the sense where we have people coming in and wanting to get one or two towels monogrammed. More of my business is focused on logo wear through all their businesses and major events. So it's not so much as like a retail where they're coming in and out of the store buying one piece or two pieces.
Is there a reason why today you're seeking a change of zone for this property instead of a conditional use such as you had for the current site on Route 24?
Yeah, when I spoke with the bank for getting a loan to build a building, they would not loan on a conditional use. They said that had to be a commercially zoned piece of property to meet their requirements.
And if the council were to grant this rezoning application, what will happen with the current site, the property you have the conditional use for?
I plan on using it as a rental property, just as a residential home.
So you'll let the conditional use expire, basically, go back to residential use?
Yeah, I don't want anybody doing what I do there.
Now you tell
not setting anybody up with competition.
Yeah, okay. Competition, I heard, was good.
Yeah, sometimes.
All the time.
As was indicated in the comments from Planning and Zoning or their findings of fact, it is our position that this is consistent with the proposed change of zone, is consistent with the surrounding areas as it's adjacent to commercially zoned property and properties that are used in a commercial sense, such as the conditional use for the storage facility. DelDOT has determined that no traffic impact study is required, given that the proposed use will not generate enough traffic to warrant a traffic impact study. And the information from DelDOT was found in the first tab. In addition, this project or this rezoning would comply with the comprehensive plan and state strategies spending map. And similar to the last application that you just heard, I think it's obviously valuable for Sussex County to have small businesses like this, not only to serve the local area, but also to employ in local individuals. If the council has any questions for either myself or Mr. Hine, we'd be happy to answer them about this application.
Any questions from council?
In tab 5 on the strategies level, what strategy level are you?
Level 1.
Any other questions from council? Did you have anything else, Mr. Hutt?
That concludes our presentation.
Okay. Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, this time the public hearing on this matter is over, and if it's council's pleasure, we can close the record and proceed.
Close public hearing. Any concern from council? Yep. Close public record. And read the short title, please.
Yes. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 24,763 square feet, more or less.
Make a motion we adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Phillips, to adopt change of zone 1717. Any questions on that motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yeah, I vote yes, and for the reasons that are stated by our Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mr. Cole.
I vote yes. It's in the development district. It's contiguous to other commercially zoned properties, and will have no effect on existing property values.
Phillips.
It is an appropriate location for that use, and with the conditions, with the reasons from planning and zoning, I vote yes.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote yes on the reasons of planning and zoning.
Based on recommendations of planning and zoning, it does seem to fit the area and make sense. I also vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
If you hadn't had so much opposition here today, you might have got passed.
What's that?
I said, hey, you hadn't had so much opposition, you might have got it passed.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. President.
Did get it passed.
Yes, sir.
Next, we have a series of proposed ordinances that were scheduled for public hearing today. And this is the time and place for the public hearing on these. If there is any members of the public that come in that would like to speak to this, they would need to come to the podium, give us their name and address. Mr. Lank is going to describe each of the proposed ordinances and what is attempted to be accomplished by the passage. And there are, let's see, one is an ordinance to delete attachment 1, chapter 99. The other one is to amend chapter 99, section 99.5 and section 99-13A. An ordinance to amend chapter 99, section 99.9 or dash 9, an ordinance to amend chapter 99, section 99-16, paragraph 1. And Mr. Lank.
Yes, it's either introduced separately. We would have to vote on each ordinance separate.
Yes.
The first application for ordinance amendment is an ordinance to delete attachment 1, chapter 99 of the Code of Sussex County regarding the typical road sections for subdivisions. The road cross section shown in attachment 1 is no longer current. County engineering adopted new standards, a little bit better standard than what we showed, and it was a minimum. And I would say that probably most projects don't meet that cross section. And it was misleading on be required to be inserted on a final subdivision approval. And when you do that, it's different than what's actually approved through engineering. So this, what our feeling has been for quite a while that this should just be taken off the requirement to be on the final site plan, which is a sales document, actually, it's a subdivision file. So the purpose of this would be to remove that cross-section from the recorded plot requirement by deletion of that section.
Any questions from council? If there are not...
I need to make a motion. Let me show you what the commission motion was. I'm sorry. There was a motion by Mr. Johnson, seconded by Mr. Burton, and carried unanimously to forward this ordinance amendment to council with a recommendation that the ordinance amendment be approved as circulated. Motion carried 5-0.
Is there anyone from the public that would like to address this matter? Seeing none, Mr. President, this time we can close the public hearing on this ordinance. And with the council's pleasure, I could read the short title.
We'll close public hearing, and please read the short title.
An ordinance to delete attachment 1, chapter 99 of the Code of Sussex County regarding typical road sections for subdivisions.
Entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second. Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Dever.
I vote yes, we have the support of our Planning and Zoning Commission.
Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
The next ordinance is an ordinance to amend Chapter 99, Section 99-5 and Section 99-13A of the Code of Sussex County to add a definition of property owner. The purpose of this was to clarify the definition of property owner and the means of calculating consent for purposes of a re-subdivision or alteration of an existing subdivision. The text would be added as I read, for purposes of determining the percentage of property owners, each recorded lot or parcel of real estate shall be entitled to only one vote or consent regarding the proposed re-subdivision or alteration. In the case of more than one lot or parcel owned by the same person or persons or legal entity, each lot or parcel shall be entitled to one vote or consent. The difficulty we had was the developers were kind of, they maintained a majority of the parcel, they were maintaining a rule, so they controlled the vote pretty much. So we came down and this seemed to be working other places and it seemed like it should work in our process. Okay. So the definition of property owner would be any owner of a parcel real estate identified on the assessment rolls of the Sussex County Assessment Office. And thereby that was, I read in the synopsis already.
Any questions for Mr. Lang?
So if they own a bunch of lots, they still get a vote per lot?
It's a vote per, one vote per lot.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Did you read the motion?
I need a motion by Mr. Johnson, seconded by Mr. Burton, and carried unanimously to forward this ordinance amendment to Sussex County Council with a recommendation that the ordinance amendment be approved as circulated. Motion carried 5-0.
Make a motion to read afterwards.
We've not had the public hearing yet.
I'm sorry there, Mr. Attorney.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in regards to this proposed ordinance?
And don't raise your finger at me ever again.
Me either.
Boy, you've got me all befuddled now. I'm used to waving my finger. At this point, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter, and if it's your pleasure, I can read the short title.
We'll close the public hearing, and please read the short title without pointing your finger.
Yeah. Okay, and an ordinance to amend Chapter 99, Section 99-5 and Section 99-13A of the Code of Sussex County to add a definition of property owner.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second. Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Dever.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Yes.
I'm going to filibuster this last one.
The next ordinance is an ordinance to amend Chapter 99, Section 99-9 of the Code of Sussex County to clarify the timing of a public hearing. The ordinance was amended. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the proposed ordinance amendment. There was a motion by Ms. I better read it first, huh?
Got two pages going.
This amendment revises the subdivision code to address the current practice of the Planning and Zoning Commission to conduct public hearings on subdivision at least twice a month or as needed based on a number of pending applications. The difficulty with the way the ordinance was written was that it basically, subdivision went to public hearing automatically, no matter how many changes of zone or conditional uses there were. They were basically bumping the others out because they were supposed to be heard on the certain meeting of the month. Mm-hmm. This way they can be held jointly. We schedule them based on the date they come in as a date rather than let them bump the other applications out. So this is, again, it's house cleaning in the ordinance.
Sure.
So the recommendation on this ordinance would be that motion by Mr. Johnson, seconded by Mr. Burton, carried unanimously to forward this ordinance amendment to the council with a recommendation that the ordinance amendment be approved as circulated, and that motion carried 5-0.
So moved.
Don't you point that finger at me, Mr. Cole. Does council have any questions for Mr. Lang? If not, is there anyone here that'd like to speak in favor of or in opposition to this application? Or this ordinance, I'm sorry. Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter, and with your pleasure, I can read the short title.
We'll
Close public hearing, and please read the short title.
An ordinance to amend Chapter 99, Section 99-9 of the Code of Sussex County to clarify the timing of a public hearing.
Make a motion.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Next ordinance is an ordinance to amend Chapter 99, Section 99-16-1 of the Code of Sussex County to delete a typographical error. This amendment deletes an error in the code containing a requirement that is stated and required in its entirety in a more appropriate section of the code. It was basically a duplication in two sections of the ordinance. And basically, it would take out a space for the signature of an authorized representative of the Sussex Conservation District approving the location and design of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sediment control facilities, which shall be shown on the final site. It's already in the ordinance in another section, which is a more appropriate location.
Right. Okay.
So it's basically a typographical error. The ordinance was summarized. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the ordinance amendment. There was a motion by Mr. Johnson, seconded by Mr. Burton, carried unanimously to forward this ordinance amendment to the council with a recommendation that the ordinance amendment be approved as circulated, and that motion carried 5-0.
Any questions of Mr. Lang? Seeing none, is there anyone here that would like to speak in regards to this ordinance? Hearing none, Mr. President, at this time we can close the public hearing on this matter, and with your pleasure, read the short title.
We will close public hearing, and please read the short title, sir.
An ordinance to amend Chapter 99, Section 99-16, parens 1 of the Code of Sussex County to delete a typographical error.
Make a motion. We adopt the ordinance.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yep.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
That's all.
Entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Not voting.
Mr. Phillips?
I'm mad when you get that. Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We're adjourned.
Sure. And this is. Can we get 5 minutes after that?